We're hot. Hello. It's been a week. Bye week, that is. It's good to see you again.
So it's been 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Quick bye week, just like the teams in the NFL are going to be doing starting Thursday. But as always, thanks for listening. Drop a nice 5-star Frog Splash review for us. And we're just going to get right into it. What up?
Yo.
What's good? What the hell's going on?
What the fuck is up?
Missed y'all, boys. I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
I saw you yesterday.
Anyways.
Remember,
Was that really yesterday?
Was it?
I don't know. He's so tired he forgot.
Bro, I think it was yesterday.
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah. Briefly.
Real quick. Welcome to the show, episode 34, Shaquille O'Neal again.
No, we're KD.
That's 35.
Yeah.
Oh, we're at 35.
Yeah.
KD Trey 5.
35. KD Trey, the tarantula. It's melted chocolate.
What's good?
I'm AP, of course.
Be back.
Ones and Two Webs is here.
Yurt.
Chuck with all his names is here.
I'm glad he didn't try to attempt it this week.
It'll be back. Don't
Charles
worry.
Charles P.
Don't you worry. All right, how y'all feeling today?
I'm good, man. Good day.
good.
We need to hurry that last pick up there, bud.
We are in, we are recording this episode and we are doing our fantasy draft. My fantasy league, I decided to do it literally last second.
Got to these days because everybody's sports dropping like flies.
Yeah, so it is what it is. So we're drafting at the same time we're recording this podcast. But let's get right into a would you rather question. It's my turn this week. I have two, if I may.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, go ahead.
First one is, would you rather be a knight in shining armor or a ninja?
Ninja, for sure.
Ninja.
No questions asked.
Nah, if you're the knight in shining armor, you got to save the damsel in distress. And we ain't saving them.
See, but you get the land.
The land?
You get a big...
You get the...
Big land.
But are you
the
owner?
Whole castle.
Yeah, it's yours.
You're not the owner.
But if you die, it goes to whoever's next in your family.
Are you a prince?
No, you're a knight.
You're a knight.
Yeah,
the knight has no rank.
I'll be a ninja.
You're a hired mercenary.
Now, fighting wise, would you rather be a knight or a ninja?
Ninja.
You're silent.
Yeah,
silent, deadly.
And you know you got
knight. You over there walking around with all this
knight. You got a long sword.
Clink, 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 clink. Trying to be sneaky and stuff. Nah. Ninja all day.
I think I would be a knight.
What?
I get to ride the horse around, go through the village.
What's going on? Y'all owe me a rent for being on my land.
Slay the beast. All the drinks and whores.
Oh,
the
drinks and whores.
We're going down to the pub.
Yep.
Whiskey and mutton on me.
Knight Pollard.
Who dubbed you?
Sir Knight Pollard.
My dad.
Oh, okay.
That sounds good.
Big Andre knighted him, huh?
But, I mean, if you drop the knight and a ninja
King
just
Andre.
Boom, on site.
Are we doing, like, a deadliest warrior kind of thing?
I was just about to say
yeah,
that.
Who would you think would win just on site?
A ninja, for sure.
You think so?
The knight has...
Because, I mean...
he can, if the helmet's on, he can only see like this.
But then, I mean, the ninja's not really getting through the knight's armor, though. Because he has, what, ninja stars and...
I mean, if you use...
A katana.
You put the knife, you know... Slide it in there where the armor connects.
The chainmail?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they actually did an episode of, like, Deadliest Warrior.
Like, yeah. I remember when they put on the...
I watched
the Spetsnaz
versus yes.
the... what's it called? For, like, 10
yes,
episodes
yes,
straight.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's when they...
Because they did the 5-on-5 with that.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, this is kind of weak. It was cool, like, looking at it. But, like, looking back at it now, it's just like... They could have...
They could have kept the show going.
So, we got two ninjas and a knight walking to a bar. Next one is, would you rather have a rock in your shoe at all times or crumbs in your bed?
crumbs in my bed for sure.
I think I'd rather have the rock in my shoe.
Yeah, that shit's annoying.
It is, but like, I'd rather have something that I know I can deal with that's annoying than like being asleep and then risk like bugs like crawling into my mouth as I'm sleeping. Because that happens. You ever eat a bug web?
Not that I know of, no.
It's probably disgusting.
I'd rather go crumbs in my bed. Once you fall asleep, you're straight.
Yeah, and the bugs are just protein. It's all protein. You just like, you're putting a face on it. Like, oh, there's a bug.
So you would eat a bug?
Involuntarily, yeah.
If you had to.
If I had to, yeah.
People say that's where our food's eventually going to go to is like bugs. We're going to have to resort to that.
Think so?
I don't think so, but if it does end up having to do that, I would probably starve to death.
Mm.
Eating crunchy bugs all the time.
So you like slimy or crunchy?
Neither.
No? Good answer.
Slimy.
Just give me all that slime.
Crunchy. Slimy.
Hold on.
Are you doing something?
Mm-hmm. He's putting in his pick.
Nope. Someone take over. I gotta.
So we had some good weather here lately, huh, Chuck?
Oh, yeah. I can definitely attest to that. It's been very sunny.
Yeah,
all
sunny
day, and then randomly it will rain.
Rain around like 3 o'clock, I say. Yep.
Right on my parade.
Hey, I heard it's your birthday coming up.
The big
2-3.
We're going on the Jordan year.
Okay.
But by the time y'all will hear this, it will be my birthday. So give your boy a shout out. Wish him a happy birthday.
That's kind of self-centered, but all right.
I'm pulling an AP this week.
Once again, minding my own business. I've been attacked too many times this week.
Any plans, Chuck?
Jesus.
It's looking like we're just going to hit the beach and then have a nice dinner with the fam later that night. But
and I'll give it to you. You did actually invite us this time, but we aren't available.
We got work.
It's yeah. All right.
It's all right. We can go to the beach on the weekend or whatever. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You good?
Yeah, that'll be good. I did invite, I can't think of it, that one person you always talk about, Webb, but you're not going to be there, probably.
Uh-oh.
What are you talking about?
I'm not going to drop any names, but I'll let you know after.
Hold on, let me.
You always rhyme.
Hold on.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Never mind, then.
Check the chat.
She's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I
might have to work from the beach.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Might have to take a laptop to the beach. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, all right, we got to move on. We got a lot to talk about today. Like a lot. I mean, we might not even get to all of it, but since we were off for a week. There's a lot of stuff we missed. A lot happened in the last week. So, first off, rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, man.
And foremost.
Rest in peace.
Gotta rip the Band-Aid off. Yes, my man passed away from, what was it again?
Colon cancer,
which he's been fighting with for like 4 years. So,
also, props to his team for not letting that out for a while. Yeah. That was, I mean, it was devastating to hear like that, but it's good to hear that, like, none of his business was out there before it happened.
Mm-hmm. It's none of our business anyway.
None of my business.
Hope he was right with himself and everybody else and his family and his life. So when it was his time to go, he was at peace.
Yes, that is true.
Wakanda forever.
Yep.
Rest in peace to the Black Panther, a.k.a. Jackie Robinson, a.k.a. James Brown, a.k.a.
A lot.
I forgot he was in that Jackie Robinson movie.
He was Jackie Robinson.
Yeah. When I started seeing that again, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I need to watch that movie.
Yep.
What was it called? Like, 43, I think?
Oh.
42. Come on, Chuck.
He's lacking in his black history.
God. My bad. I didn't watch that.
I know. They don't teach it in schools, Chuck. We know.
I'll just pick Calvin Ridley. All right. Moving on.
Who picked Calvin Ridley?
Me.
Oh.
Sheesh.
Moving on. we're just going to knock them out one by one.
Keep going. Keep
there
going.
There was a story that came out last week with 39 children. 39 children found in a double-wide trailer in Georgia.
Sick as fuck.
So they busted a sex trafficking company, I guess you could say.
What's organization, a, probably.
For lack of a better word. I had the full story, but it got lost in my phone somewhere.
How do you think something like that happens? Like someone like some organize or like 30 something kids go like that go missing in Georgia?
I don't think they're all from Georgia. I think they're from different places and they just were being held in Georgia.
Mm.
So like that's like,
yeah, that's scary as fuck to think about.
It is. It's either like really good news or like really bad news for the family involved.
Yeah.
Like depending on what they did. Like they all they know is their kid was gone. And it's just gone, and that's it.
Bro, imagine, like, you're on the highway, and you're driving by, like, a semi-truck, and, like, it's just full of kids or something like that.
Right.
That's scary.
That's why I wish I had, like, x-ray vision.
Yeah.
You never know.
But I think it was kids aging, ranging from ages 5 to, like, 15.
Sheesh.
Bro, that's
which
sick.
Is ridiculous.
Some of them probably kept there for a few years, I would think.
Yeah.
Maybe. But a lot of kids. It was good that they were found, though.
Did they explain how they got found? Like how they were compromised?
They had connects for a while, and it led to Georgia, and they were like, this might be where it's at. So they didn't just get them. They, like, bust in.
Yeah, they busted in the whole thing. So. Yeah. Found a bunch of missing kids. They're like, you guys are going home today.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, like, all the other kids that are out there that haven't been found.
Imagine being in that situation.
Not to take it there, but yes.
Like, being found and then you're just going back to regular life. Like, I feel like I'd be just
no, you can't go back
mentally.
To regular life for that. Mm-hmm. No.
That's a lot of therapy. A
lot of therapy.
So.
Praise out to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the families. Yep.
Onward. What we got?
Next one. Busted.
JP Morgan had coke on their ship and nobody's talking about it.
Who?
JP Morgan, the law firm.
Oh, Morgan and Morgan for the people?
I don't know if they're the same thing, but they had like this cargo ship full of coke. Oh. And it fell over or whatever. It crashed and all the coke fell out. This was like a couple of years ago and nobody's like said anything.
Since?
Damn.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah.
How did it get there? I don't know.
$1 billion worth of coke under there. Somebody picked Melvin Gordon.
That's the great Aristotle.
That's no longer my man's.
Too straight.
Oh,
two straight Broncos.
All right. So we got cocaine. We got Tyler Perry's a millionaire or a billionaire. I think a billionaire.
Yeah, billionaire, I think.
So, I mean.
Well, doesn't he own like that whole like whole Tyler Perry studio thing now?
And not a fan of Tyler Perry, not going to lie.
No, I'm not either. There's a, it's, his, I mean, I'm happy for, you know, his success, whatever, but. It's kind of been off the back of like a stereotype, a negative stereotype with black people. So it's kind of like a.
So he's a coon.
You could say that, but I don't know if he's there. Like for like the betterment of black people as a whole. So I don't know. But
I watched the original Madea, and then after he started doing like Madea does this, does that, I just lost.
I don't like Madea at all.
No, I was never a fan of Madea.
Kayla loves it.
The other movies, like Why Did I Get Married, those are kind of funny.
That one's good.
But, I mean, it's still kind of playing off just like negative stereotypes for black people. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like a, he's rich and he's going to do well for his community. And so we're just going to like let it slide, or like is he just going to keep continuing like Hollywood shit and all that?
Right.
I guess he's like benefiting off of that, because I guess like those might be stereotypes of the you guys, I guess, are like thinking he's doing, but I'm guessing there's a lot of people out there that still like assume like, or that really relate to what he's, I guess, doing in those movies. Maybe not y'all, but maybe someone else.
I don't know. You know, like, have you ever seen Tom and Jerry?
Yeah.
Did you see like the older ones where they had like the nanny walk in?
Mm-hmm.
You never saw her face and stuff, and
yeah, and she's black.
Mm-hmm.
That's the negative stereotype that Madea is portraying.
Oh, what the heck?
It's like a, you know, like a, I don't know what to call it, but it's a negative stereotype. It's kind of like an Aunt Jemima kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I see exactly what you're talking about now.
Yeah. So
it's a shame, but
yeah, I mean, if he's gonna uplift his community, then more power to him.
Just give money back.
He's not gonna do that, but
I mean,
he's a billionaire. Yeah. He's probably gonna do
charity.
It.
Charity,
tax cuts.
Oh, taxes! They gonna get theirs. That's for sure. Uncle Sam getting his. What else we got? David Blaine. He took a
insane.
He flew.
Fuck.
How many balloons was what he happened? Attached to?
Oh, he did the movie Up. What? Somebody took my player.
Yeah, someone took Stefan, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was just looking.
Anyways, okay. David Blaine. He flew 18,000 feet, tied to a bunch of balloons.
Why? Just so people watch and buy that shit.
David Blaine.
Well, didn't he set like records for like being like
Mind Freak? Or is that him still?
No, that's Chris Angel.
Chris Angel.
Mind Freak.
I was gonna take Raheem. Anyways. But yeah, 18,000 feet, that's a lot of feet.
I thought it was more like inches. And he had 4,000.
Did he have like air support on him?
Yeah, he had like oxygen, I think, attached to him, and
how'd he come down?
He just released himself and fell down with his parachute.
Oh, he had a parachute?
Yeah, like he had all the safety precautions.
Oh, I did not know. He just said, all right.
He said, all right, y'all boys.
Yeah, like they're like, wait.
I planned my suicide. You're watching.
This is David Blaine. I almost said David Angel. And you're watching Disney Channel.
That is like the more funny thing, because like every time they did that intro, they're in like the clouds and shit.
I couldn't do that. Hanging onto a bunch of balloons.
Hanging for a world record?
No. Mm-mm. You got to pay me a lot of money to do that. Like, I was talking to a coworker the other day. I don't even know if I would skydive.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like it gets to a certain point where you're so high, like, because you know how you can see the ground when you're at a certain height? I don't know, just that rush to where, like, you know, you ever been on a roller coaster and that rush
on the drop?
Yeah. I feel like that's like an endless kind of thing.
That's the thing that always made me hate roller coasters is that drop. But, like, now I'm accustomed to it. I like it.
Yeah, once I get that first drop, then I'm good. But, like, leading up to that very first drop, I'm like, oh, shit.
I don't think I can, like, skydive multiple times. Like, people like will literally go through all the training to where they can jump by themselves.
Mm-hmm. No,
I maybe do it one time with like someone, just so they could do all the work, and I'm just sitting there like for the ride. But
no, thank you.
That way, if anything messes up, I'm taking someone with me.
If I die, you're gonna die.
If I die, I die.
No.
Oh, and then watch this.
Good pick, Chuck.
This draft hurts. Evan Engram gone. I got to get a tight end with this next pick now. Anyway,
let's focus.
Yeah. All
right. I got my pick.
Let's see. Let's cover the NBA real quick.
Oh, man.
Talk about it, Chuck.
Where do we start?
Right?
Oh, yeah. How far back? Okay, so
we were talking
my
about
dog, PG, stop with the PG slander. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Stop all that PG slander.
Cut that out right now.
I ain't going to call him Playoff P. I'm going to call him PG.
PG-13.
Layoff mans.
PG has officially taken over the series.
I'm not hating on Kawhi, but whenever he had one like subpar game and nobody said a thing.
They don't call him Playoff Kawhi, but he called himself Playoff P, so he kind of did it to himself.
I mean, it's just confidence. It's confidence. You can't be confident.
You better ball out if you don't call yourself Playoff P.
I mean, you can say you confident. Like, if you confident, you say some things, you know. But my man was in a slump, and now he's back scoring 30, so lay off him.
Exactly. I mean, Kawhi even had a half game. He's still dropping 23.
Yeah, it's impossible to hate on Kawhi. You shouldn't hate on Kawhi.
He blocked a shot with one finger.
With one freaking finger.
His middle finger. He said,
I mean, they don't call him the Claw for nothing.
Let's just say.
Nah, but I think it was a good series with the Clippers and the Mavericks. Mm-hmm. Got a little dirty.
Mm-hmm. Pat Bev.
Yeah,
I really don't like Pat Bev.
You don't like Pat Bev? Mm-mm. I love Pat Bev.
He's a bulldog.
He talks all that trash, but at the end of the day, he's kind of sorry.
He's like the enforcer. Like, yeah, he literally gets in people's face just to piss them off. Like, he throws people off their game by like just but then getting he's sorry. Nitty gritty. They all sorry at the end.
Could you really trust Pat Bev in a clutch game?
Yeah,
that's to hit a clutch shot.
To hit a clutch shot? No, that's what everybody else is for.
Yeah, they don't ask him to do that. That's why playoff P.
See,
Kawhi
everybody can't be a superstar. You got to play a role and play it well.
Mm-hmm. The Heat have officially knocked out the best seed in the conference as well. We go into the Eastern Conference Finals. Yes.
When we last recorded, it was still Nuggets and Jazz. They had a banger of a series.
Banger. Mm-hmm.
It went to Game 7, and the Nuggets won. So my dog, Jokic, is still in the playoffs.
Yokum.
My boy Jokic still there. But Donovan Mitchell was hurt. Whose fault was it?
The what?
Nobody.
What's his name?
What are you talking about?
Who took the last shot when he shouldn't have taken the last shot?
Oh, for the Nuggets.
I can't think. No, for the Jazz. Mike Conley.
Yeah, Mike Conley.
No, he didn't.
He had Donovan Mitchell wide open.
He didn't. No, by the time he would have got there, the time would have ran out.
If he would have passed it, like right, Donovan Mitchell was open the entire time.
No, Gary Harris was sitting back there.
He was like,
if you look at the tape, Gary Harris was sitting right there. He was sitting right there, and then when he came out when he crossed half court, he went over. Because if he would have passed it, then it would have been out of time.
Man, he still could.
It was a good shot.
Yeah, I mean, it rimmed out. So.
I mean, it was a really good shot, but
yeah, Donovan was hurt, but great series there. The Raptors are getting exposed.
I mean, last time I checked, they went to overtime as we speak.
But I mean, the last game they got rocked.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see it. I mean, they don't have like a true star to lean on.
Yes, Siakam, and that's it.
See, that video of Siakam literally like super kicking homeboy in the jaw.
He's switching music.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He's going up for something and he went down on one leg.
Oh, the Raptors won.
Oh, did they? So they tied it.
It's tied. Game 7.
It's going to be crazy. Wait, it's 3-3? I thought it was like 3-2.
It was 3-2, and then they just won. It's
3-3
now.
Okay. Honestly, if the Raptors go in, Miami going to the finals. If the Celtics went in, I'm kind of in, but still.
Yeah, the Heat are probably going to the finals regardless, I feel.
Mm-hmm. And we have a chance to win it.
So
I don't think they can beat Boston, to be honest with you, if Boston wins.
I think it's going to be Heat Clippers.
The Lakers aren't going to do it.
Lakers are battling the Rockets right now, so.
And they're struggling with a James Harden that doesn't know what he's doing, and Westbrook just getting demolished. But we will see.
Speaking of basketball, more basketball news. Steve Nash coaching the Nets.
Thoughts? I like it. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I saw Stephen A. say something about it was white privilege. Don't really see how it's white privilege.
I don't think that's...
No, it's just like
basketball player. I don't know if Mark Jackson even wanted that job.
That's kind of a stretch saying that it's white privilege.
I don't know about all that.
It's kind of a reach there, Stephen A., but...
Because I think from what I heard, the KD and Kyrie wanted Steve Nash.
Yes, that's what I heard too.
And I don't know if Mark Jackson actually wanted the job anyways.
But, oh, they actually wanted him to coach?
I don't know. Yeah, well, KD and Kyrie wanted Steve Nash, so star players get they won't.
Oh, yeah. They're gonna be something to mess with next year.
Yeah, that might have been a reach. Well, it was a reach.
But I mean, we'll see how he does. He has 2 championships with the Warriors as an assistant. Only championships he's ever seen.
He could be like the next. I can't even think of his name now. Who's Miami's GM right now? Pat Riley.
Pat Riley.
He could be like Pat Riley. He won a championship as a player, coach, and a GM.
Mm. Oh, he got the hat trick.
The trifecta. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know who's back with the Knicks?
Oh, yeah, Woodson.
Woody. Mike Woodson's back.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man, I hope we win.
That's when y'all was winning, right?
Yep.
With the
That's when we were
Carmelo.
Number 2 seed when we had that squad. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike Woodson's back, baby. So hopefully that means good things for us. So we got Tom Thibodeau as coach, though. It is what it is. But you know who's not doing good? The Yankees. Just a side note
I
there.
I haven't been following.
We the just won.
Beside me.
We just won. We won. Oh, God. We're doing great. Started off hot, and now we've fizzled out. We might not make the playoffs.
Oh, fuck.
Someone take your pick.
I wanted him.
Oh. The highs and lows of fantasy football. Let's see. Oh, yes. Travis Scott mule.
Oh, God. Man. Y'all gas that man up.
Oh, my God.
Hell no.
Oh, my
Hell God. No.
What do y'all think?
I think he's supremely overrated. He's supremely.
Y'all gonna stand in line like that for a Travis Scott meal?
For a burger?
For a burger and some fries?
McDonald's only doing that because they're trying to do like celebrities meals. Like that's exactly, I guess, Travis Scott's order when he goes to McDonald's.
I know, but like, yeah. Dog. You know how many people probably get that same order every day? Just on the regular?
At least for now. They'll probably add like Kanye's.
And you slap Travis Scott's name? And now people lining up at McDonald's for a meat.
But that's exactly what McDonald's wants. They just want everyone going up there just so like.
No, good move by McDonald's. Smart chess move by McDonald's. They already knew the hype was there. So, but.
I feel like it's going to be like that for everybody though. Like no, every celebrity they put on. Yeah, probably.
I don't think so. I don't think people are going to line up like that for a Kanye meal or something.
Or a Kim Kardashian meal.
Nah, that's I ain't going dumb. With it.
I would do the I most mean, outlandish meal if they wanted me to do one.
Three cheeseburger or three quarter pounders yep. and like two large fries. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get this every time.
With the shake. And you put honey on the burger. And they're like, are you serious? Yep.
I do it every time.
Every time. I saw a video and this dude pulled up because McDonald's said, say Travis Scott sent you. And so this dude pulled up to the drive-thru and he was like, how can I help you? And then he was like, no, they say Cactus Jack sent you. Mm. He's like, Cactus Jack sent me. And then the lady was like, I'm sorry. And he's like, I'm waiting for the Travis Scott meal.
I like all the memes people have been making. They're like, yeah, I just got the Travis Scott meal. And then they'll take a bite and they'll do his ad lib where it's like, it's lit.
Yeah. And when he was pulling off, he was like, it's lit. And she was like, what? And he was like,
you ain't a fan.
That was funny, but I'm not feeling it. The hype around Travis Scott is ridiculous.
I mean, I'm a fan of Travis Scott, but you don't see me going to McDonald's to get his burger.
I feel like you would, though.
No.
I feel like you will.
It's nothing like I can already get, though. It's literally just a quarter pound.
That's what
bacon.
I'm saying. That's the whole point. You can get this.
On the regular.
You could have got this 8 weeks ago.
It's all promotion, man. Like I said, McDonald's winning with that right now.
Yeah, good chess move by McDonald's. But do you know who else is getting them?
Like I said, from what I saw in the promo, like they're doing some star athletes. I know Kim and Kanye are on there. But good pick, Webb.
I might have reached for that one, but I didn't see anybody else. So I've been so quiet. Sorry, I'm back. Well, we were talking about Travis Scott.
Yeah, we're talking about Travis. Chuck said he thinks it's going to be like Kim Kardashian and Kanye having meals too.
Yeah, like they already have like the trailer up for it and they kind of show a lot of celebrities on there. There's a lot of athletes on there as well.
Odell on there? Is he, is it the chocolate surprise?
Oh my God. He might be.
I don't believe that one
bit. What a segue.
I don't believe that one bit.
Apparently, Odell Beckham Jr. Enjoys getting defecated on.
Shitting on.
Pooped on.
This one I don't think is ever going to go
like
down.
Getting dookied on.
I feel Man, like that is so cap.
Girl said, ooh, I got a boo-boo.
That is so cap.
My stomach hurt.
Oh, that said right here.
She said, I got a boo-boo.
I got to go to the bathroom real quick. Oh, don't do that. Come right over here.
Right over here.
Said, I got a boo-boo.
Bro, first of all, that chick that I was talking about it is ugly as hell.
I said, bro, Odell, you flying that out, G?
Oh, ugly as okay, hell. I know what you're talking about now. Because people were posting like the picture of the girl he's been doing
bro,
that with.
She is.
And his girlfriend.
Ugly. Like,
he's tripping.
I said, no way. No way Odell's doing that with that. Ain't no way.
Maybe. Yeah, like,
I don't know. That story, when I first heard it, almost sounded like Cap, just because, like, Odell kind of treats himself like this high maintenance, like,
you can't,
pristine guy anyway. And then he's like,
can't believe these thoughts out here, man.
I
guess so.
I thought, I was like, of course it's real. But then when I seen the chick, and I was like,
You think a high profile dude like Odell flying that out to where he's at?
But the same girl was in the same room that Trey Songz apparently peed on.
Yeah, but I don't think everybody got their own fetishes, and if you feel like you need to fly that out, then do you. But I personally don't believe that.
What about you, Chuck?
It's capped to me.
I mean, I don't know. Like, part of me can believe it, but part of me, like, really doesn't want to believe that. Like, I don't know. Like I said, like me and Cody were just saying, like, he's a high-profile guy. I don't really think he'd stoop to something like that where it's like, all right, baby, put her on right here.
He said, yo, you know, just, I'm on the Cleveland Browns. You know, I'm on the Browns, so.
Maybe that's where he got that fetish.
He said it matches our team colors anyways.
Orange?
And brown.
Hey, you want to put my helmet, like, right here? Right on my chest?
That's sick.
That's grody. If it is true, Odell, you are a sick nigga. Absolutely sick. If you ever hear this.
Absolutely disgusting. You are
absolutely.
But I don't believe it, dog.
Sick.
I don't believe it.
As long as you, hey, your owner's going to say is, as long as you catch passes and score touchdowns.
I don't believe it, dog.
You do what you want, pimp. So now, anytime someone sees Odell.
I feel like, honestly, if the Browns get, like, blown out at all this season, like, someone's going to, like, make fun of him.
Oh, bro, if they let fans back in the
Oh, there's going to be poop mascots everywhere.
Oh, my God. It's gonna,
I feel like a player's going to do
that,
it to
that little piece of shit on South Park?
Oh.
Turdy or whatever his name is?
What's his name?
I'm trying to remember it. I really can't think of his name right now. It's like a whole family. I was just playing the game too. Honestly, I'll have to get back to you on that.
What is his name? I'm going to find it.
I want to say it's like Mr. something. Mr. Hanky.
That's what it is.
Mr. Hanky the Christmas Hanky. Poo.
He's going to have Mr. Hanky sponsor him.
Mr. Hanky.
Hi.
You've been watching too much South Park.
Mode. You've been playing the game. The game's hilarious, though. It's funny.
Yeah.
But shout out Odell.
No, I don't believe that, Odell. I'm riding with you.
I'll ride with you too, Odell. But if it's true, you are sick, my guy. Absolutely sick. Let's talk about some Madden. First and foremost, Chuck's a slave.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, or
whatever.
We're gonna make. I think he said it on the pod before, but we're gonna make it known
that Charles P said he was not getting Madden.
He said, "I'm gonna get it every other year." This man said
there was no
way. Meaning, the next Madden he would purchase would be Madden 22. Correct.
Correct.
Every other from Madden 20? Okay. Yes. All right.
He said, there is no way.
Absolutely no way.
No way.
Hey, it's hard times with COVID.
Shut up. No. Stop.
Nah, Chuck. I ain't going for that one, G. And
then he said, you know, I was just playing the free beta or whatever, the free trial.
The free trial, yeah.
I did.
Next thing we know, he said on the pod, you know, I did crack and buy Madden. Come on, Chuck. The integrity of the podcast.
There's always next year, all right?
Like, bro, I can quit anytime, bro.
Next year.
I can quit anytime, bro. Yeah, I promise. Bro,
it's a drug for you.
I don't think I ever said I'd quit every
time. I know. It's like you're saying that, though.
You said you weren't going to get Madden. Yeah. I said, I don't play Madden anymore. I haven't gotten to Madden. I haven't paid for Madden since maybe Madden 16. Maybe. So, yeah. I've gotten it free twice.
How'd you get it the second time? Was it a free game or something once?
No, I got it. The first time you gave me the code.
Yeah.
The second time, I think Dave bought it for Alex, and we did that little share play thing on a PS4 where both of you can get the game.
Oh.
So that was when you were trying to get Alex on a franchise, huh?
Yeah, and then he spazzed. And
yeah, that was a waste.
He said, how is that not a catch? Mike disconnected and The same thing happened to me, though. I got frustrated, and I don't play Madden anymore. I do play Mutant Football League, though.
Catch that if you want to take an L or join our franchise.
I don't know if you can do all that, but we'll have to see. I don't know if it's connected.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But good game, though. Anyways, I saw all these people saying NFL drop EA and Madden's trash and all this stuff.
Do it, please.
Facts.
And my rebuttal is NFL will never drop EA because EA stay making money because y'all are feeding into EA. If you want NFL to drop EA, don't buy the game.
Use the power of your dollar.
Don't pay for the microtransactions for those who play, what is it, Ultimate Team?
Mm-hmm. That's Chuck, all they Scott. Buy it for. I heard them. They admitted they just like opening up the packs.
I just want the packs. Oh, I got a bronze Odell.
It's yeah, but trash. It's not better than the bronze Odell in Christmas time, no?
Dude, I got the platinum opal diamond.
I got the dark matter.
Yeah, the dark matter Night Train Lane will do it.
You're not going to. Oh, I got Adrian Peterson bronze platinum edition for 500 coins.
He's going to lock up everything.
Yeah, he's going to drop in the market, too. Girl. So I'm going to.
You got to watch the auction, you know. Got to get on there tonight, you know. Got
to. And ain't done nothing to franchise mode. Stop it. Shame on y'all.
As long as you, Chuck. This is directly towards you.
You and people like you.
And long as you keep buying Madden and all that stuff, the game will never change.
I'm not asking for them to change it. All right? I just want...
What are you asking for?
I just want someone else to make the game. That's all I want. That way I can officially quit Madden and go to something else.
Why do you want to quit Madden?
Because it's trash.
Why is it trash?
Because I lose in games where I know other people should not beat me. Because I have way more football intel than some of these other people that just play the game just to play it.
I mean, at some point, like, football intel doesn't mean anything because it's a video game.
Yeah, but you got to know when to now people, do which play they find, and everything like that.
They find the play that is cheese. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And then
Dirty
they,
Dancing.
They, one play touchdowns.
Yeah, and then they but just they exploit it.
You can't really get mad at that, though, because it's a video game.
Yeah, but people on there, they don't play football. Like we were just saying, they do like one play touchdowns, cheese plays, like defenses that'll literally lock up everything. Like, you're not gonna have like a fun time playing football when no one's actually playing it.
Like, you're gonna have a bad time.
Yeah.
But again, it's a video game. I mean, you can only get so realistic in a video game in this day and age. There's gonna be exploits and trick plays. That's just gonna happen.
I understand. I just want to find a way to stop like close to it. Yeah, but I mean, the exploits are, you can only go so far until they patch them.
So, I just want them to make franchise mode like 2K.
2K GM mode.
Or WWE GM mode, something like that. Like, hey, that's a good example.
Bring
again.
SmackDown versus Raw. Bring it back.
2K20. 2K21? No, 2K20. Absolute garbage cheeks. Or 2K21. That's what it was. 21 was cheeks.
How cheeks?
And people stopped buying it. People gave it bad reviews. So WWE canceled 2K22.
Well, that to be honest, that didn't have like a big mark because they just started. When did WWE start releasing it on 2K?
2011.
It's not very long.
So, but still. Like, the games just kept getting worse and worse, so people were finally fed up, so they canceled 2K21. They released a poll on what, and they asked the fans what they wanted to see in a WWE game.
Did they have, like, a Ultimate Team kind of thing on there?
No.
No?
That'd be cool, though.
Yeah, I think Ultimate Team just kind of, like, fucked up everybody, like.
I just want GM mode.
I can agree to that, though.
I just want GM mode. That's all I want. I want to be able to do my contracts and all that stuff. So I want connected GM mode.
That'd be crazy.
Where I could have my friends run each. Oh, don't get me started.
Yep.
Back to Madden. They announced that Colin Kaepernick is back in the game.
That was just complete bullshit.
Which is
shitty move.
Yes, yeah, bad move. And they made again? A statement and everything.
Yeah, they're like, Colin Kaepernick is back in the game.
Did you see the statement?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. They made a whole statement.
Once again, the NFL is just not getting it. Not getting it.
I don't think it was the NFL that did it. Like, that was like Madden, like EA doing that.
Cap. Colin Kaepernick is one of the top free agents in football and starting caliber quarterback.
The NFL said that?
That's what EA said. What a bad first sentence.
Y'all look
this
nuts.
Whole time, y'all have been shitting on Colin Kaepernick.
EA is ridiculous about that, though. Like, they literally, like, 1 year when, before all this was happening, and, like,
he bleeped his name out.
Yeah, they,
of
like,
the song.
There was a song in the game.
Big Sean song.
Yeah, where they talked about, where he said Kaepernick once, and they censored that.
Yeah.
That part, I think there's, like, a, because I think he, like, took his rights away from the,
I don't know. Don't know all the details.
I don't know about that. Like, I think it was when they statement. Like made him like a villain and then took him out of the game, brought it back.
So yeah, the first sentence, and it says the team at EA Sports, along with millions of Madden NFL fans, want to see him back in our game. We've had a long enough relationship with Colin through Madden NFL and worked through our past soundtrack mistakes. So it was their mistake. They just admit it.
Screw them.
Knowing that our EA Sports experiences are platforms for players to create, we want to make Madden NFL a place that reflects Colin's position as a talent, rates him as a starting QB, and empowers our fans to express their hopes for the future of football. We worked with Colin to make this possible, and we're excited to bring it to all of you today. Starting today, which was yesterday, in Madden NFL 21, fans can put Colin Kaepernick at the helm of any NFL team in franchise mode, as well as play with him in play now. We look forward to seeing Colin on Madden NFL teams everywhere.
There's your franchise update, Cody.
He said, you want a franchise update?
We'll bring Colin Kaepernick.
We're going to bring Colin Kaepernick in there and do nothing else. Got it.
But, hey, but this one's for you guys.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Fuck him. Yeah, that's a weird move to, I mean, to not 2K, Madden. Anyways, how far along are we?
About 45.
Let's touch on something else. Apparently Big Ten's playing football.
Really?
They haven't started yet, though.
When?
This is news I saw over the last couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
It looks like they still haven't announced it, though, yet. Because, like, they're still doing, like, polls and stuff where, like, they're not including Ohio State and stuff. And it's just still looking really weird.
Shout out to Justin Fields, though.
Yeah, he trying.
He started that petition. That man.
He really trying.
Man, he's trying to play. Love it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because everyone in that conference want to play.
That's my quarterback.
And he know that this is last year.
He got to redeem himself for that Clemson game.
Yeah, that too.
That last play. He got to redeem himself. All right, let's end it out with some NFL talk. Let's first start with NFL Week 1 prediction for Steelers-Giants. Because me and old Charles P. have a bet on this game. What is it? One pack of body armors?
Yeah, something
like
that.
Big body armors, though.
The big ones? Isn't that like a six pack?
They don't come in a pack.
Just eight of the big ones?
I thought it was like the six pack of like the.
They're not the big ones, but there's a six pack of them. They're like regular.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do?
Yeah, the six pack.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I ain't going to buy like $3. Eight or six, like $3 bottles.
Yeah, if you're confident, you will. Anyway, so it's a six pack of body armors on the Steelers Giants game. What's your prediction, Cody? You're the unbiased.
Who taking the dub?
And score.
Honestly, the Steelers might win by like 10.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
They got everybody back there now.
James Conner probably going to have like a rushing touchdown.
Apparently.
I hope he does.
Apparently, Ebron is looking amazing.
What team did he play for?
The Steelers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chase Claypool looking, from what everyone in camp saying, he's going to be the next big thing.
Who's that?
Notre Dame prospect.
What'd he play?
Wide receiver.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to take over Juju's spot?
He probably will.
Juju's overrated.
Why
as well.
Can't there be two?
Juju's there can't be two be number ones.
Two. That's why I he's going to be a two.
With the 1-2 punch is what I mean.
There can be 1-2 punch, but there's no Juju not settle for.
Oh, receiver. I don't know who to pick.
Pick a player.
My pick has been gone for a minute. There's probably no one left now. But anyway.
Running backs are scarce.
The Giants are looking pretty nice. Daniel Jones put on some muscle. Saquon's there. Golden Tate's hurt.
I think they'll be decent. It's just like they're really skimp on defense and maybe they just need
one
more.
We're skimp on defense.
Y'all's like leading tackler is Marcus Golden.
Hey. he's a dog. What do you want?
He's a dog. He's a, dude, the head of the NYPD.
No, NYPD's gone, though. We got some good players, though. We got that, I don't even know them. I'm hoping we win. Because our offense. We got weapons on offense, though.
That's what I'm saying. I think y'all will be all right.
Darius Slayton's on the come up.
Sterling Shepard.
Easy E, the best. Going to be the best tight end in the league.
Eventually.
Stop playing on me. Daniel Jones. Saquon Barkley. Amongst everyone else.
Say that name.
So.
Best running back in the league right there.
I love Saquon, but I still think it's Christian McCaffrey. But, yeah. So, I think the Giants are going to win by a nice 7.
Cap.
What do you think, Chuck? Obviously, you think the Steelers are going to win, but...
I think it'll be a close game.
The Steelers have a better defense, honestly. And the offense, you know, Daniel Jones and them still new.
They don't need to do too much on offense.
Big Ben always got to go with the vet.
New coaching staff all the way through.
Yeah.
For who?
For the Giants.
Oh.
Yeah, we got Joe Judge.
This is week one?
Yeah, week one, Monday Night Football.
Y'all might take that L.
We got Joe Judge, who's from Bill Belichick, so you know he's successful. Winning track record. We got Jason Witten.
Get out of here. Come on.
And we got Freddie Kitchens.
I thought Jason Witten was a
not Jason leader. Witten. Jason Garrett.
I was about to say.
Jason
Garrett.
What's going on? Jason Garrett. We got the Cowboys former head coach. We got the Browns former head coach. We got Alabama's running back coach. And you know how them Alabama running backs are.
I feel like y'all will probably start off slow, but then end up going.
Since it's week one, y'all probably gonna take the L. But if it was later down the road,
if this was like week 7, I can maybe see it being like a 3-point game.
I'm still riding with my guys.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah,
but
got to.
As from an unbiased point of view, it's not looking good, especially on week one.
And then next week, Pittsburgh is going home, and they're gonna beat the Broncos. So all you Broncos fans, fuck you.
Damn.
Something personal, too.
It's coming for you next. All right, now, before we get into the melting pot, we're going to do our preseason, because, season starts tomorrow, but preseason Super Bowl picks and our preseason MVP pick.
Oh, jeez.
So, who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl and who's going to win it and who's going to be the MVP?
Of the Super Bowl or the season?
Of the season.
I think the Ravens might get the Super Bowl. It'll be Ravens versus the...
I know you want to say it.
I'm going to say, who was there last time? San Francisco? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it'll be Ravens versus, I'll say the Packers.
That's just, ooh.
That's my hot take. Mm-hmm. And the MVP probably going to be Kyler Murray.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm tripping. Yeah. I was like, how would he be in the Super Bowl? But we said it was season.
Yeah, the regular
season. I was bugging. I was like,
I think
plays for the Cardinals.
I'll go Seattle and Kansas City. Just be safe. And then I'll go with Kyler Murray as my MVP of the league. He's going to snap this year.
It's either Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson again. Or maybe Patrick Mahomes. It depends. Like it's going to be a quarterback.
Three.
I'll tell you
what. I'm going to say Kansas City. And the Saints.
You think they're probably going to do it?
The Saints going to get past the Vikings?
Yeah.
Okay.
And because I think this is going to be Drew Brees' last year. Either he's going to retire or go somewhere else.
There's no way he's going anywhere else. He's going to ride off into the sunset.
And the MVP will be Josh Allen.
That's not a bad pick.
That's a hot take.
Yeah. He's set up for a big year. The Patriots ain't the Patriots no more.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I think. We're going to see if I'm right or not. Now, let's wrap this thing up because it's late. It's been a long day. You got the sound ready?
Yep. It's been a nice sports week.
It's been a cool 2 weeks. So, let's get into Melting Pot. Melting pot time. Who's going first? I did the would you rather, so it's not me.
Oh, is this a burden now?
All right. No, it's not a burden. First. I'm gonna do like I said. I'm gonna pull an AP this week. I'm gonna put myself in the melting pot because my birthday is September 11th.
Ah, that's fair enough.
This Friday,
that'd be today when y'all hear it.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I'll be a time traveler.
Be turning the great 23 Jordan year.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be a nice day Friday, and I'm gonna enjoy myself.
Y'all better wish Chuck happy birthday now.
Come on now.
Oh yeah, better.
I guess I'll go. I'm going to put my mom and my little sister in the melting pot.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Miracle's great. Mom's banged up. My mom and my sister got into a pretty bad car accident last week. Pretty bad. So, thankfully, it looks worse than it was, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They came out pretty much unharmed. My mom got, let me get the specific terminology. One on one, please. Do, 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 do. Mom got a rib contusion, lumbar sprain, and a cervical spine sprain. So bruised ribs and then sprained back and lumbar and all that stuff.
That back is probably going to kill her for a bit.
So, yeah, she's all bruised up, all purple and red and stuff. You know, can't really hug her. But Miracle's completely fine. Thank the Lord.
We're definitely glad that they are safe.
So
safe
young and bucking her.
And apparently the car's getting fixed.
Oh, yeah?
For free. How do you fix that? I don't know. Replace the whole front end.
Replace the whole front end. That's what it looks
but
like.
Yeah. Shout out to Mama Miracle. Thankfully, you guys are relatively unharmed.
Yes. Shouts out to y'all. Prayers.
C-Web, close us out.
My melting pot pick today would be my coworker, Denise. She wasn't having a good day today when her close family members passed away. So
prayers out to her.
Yes, prayers out to her and her family.
Shout out, Denise.
Yes. She's a good person. So shouts out to you, Denise.
Get her to listen to the pod. She can hear this shout out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, that's all we got for you this week. I hope it was well worth it. It's been a week off, and now we're back. So,
what a pick. Oh, wow. All right.
Well, we're talking about this, man.
I want to tell me, bro. Thank you for listening to the show episode, Kevin Durant.
Come back next week for a new melted experience.
It's episode 36. I'm not going to tell you what player that is. thank you for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Melted Chocolate Pod, Twitter, Melted Cocoa Pod. You can find us there as well. Please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And, you know, just keep listening because we appreciate it. All right.
Appreciate see you next y'all. Week. Yeah.
We love y'all.
I'm tired. Y'all. Bye.
Deuces.